Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting third. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Kolb. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Callahan reaches second base with a double. Swanson moves to third. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callahan scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair misplays the ball. That's an error on Blair. Cuccinello moves to second. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stripp reaches second base with a double. Cuccinello scores. Heilman goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stripp moves to third. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Swanson, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive towards short. DeRocher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb strikes out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callahan hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Malone moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Malone moves to third. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swanson. Blair reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. English takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Reds. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eparixi now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a line drive into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. English hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stripp takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-2 in the game. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Eparixi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rixi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford misplays the ball. That's an error on Crawford. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crawford is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rixie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blair hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. English takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. English moves to third. It's 11-5, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Crawford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heilman strikes out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malone bunts in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to third for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Malone moves to third. It's 12-5, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. English takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malone scores. Blair moves to third. English moves to second. 2 outs. It's 13-5, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durocher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Walker pinch hits for Epirixi. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Callahan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Callahan reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Swanson goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Cubs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Crawford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Crawford reaches second base with a double. Callahan scores. It's 13-8, Cubs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Cincinnati Reds, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.